Hello and welcome to this episode of the Magnetic Woman Show. Today, I want to talk about the seven core wounds of feminine leaders and the five embodied feminine leader archetypes to help us transcend those wounds. So, these are things that I have been noticing, that I've noticed, that I've experienced, that I've worked with clients around for the last decade, right? So all of this information is information that has come through a decade's worth of experience, courses, 12 certifications. That's not an exaggeration. Self-study, embodiment, you name it. And the truth of the matter is, as women inside of the patriarchy and women who are spiritual and into personal development, you get to a point in your healing journey where the wounds and the things that you're coming up against are wounds related to being a woman inside of the patriarchy. Right. So you and I have both had the experience when you first start into personal development and you begin to learn about manifesting and law of attraction and creating your own reality. And then you begin to learn how, we have these wounds from childhood and how trauma stays in our body and regulating our nervous system. And I know that women like you and I, we're the type of women who we could sit there all day and tell you about how that one time when we were six, Susie on the playground did this thing, said this thing, and that's why I'm afraid to outshine other girls, right? Or something like that. And it gets to a point within your personal development journey, your personal growth journey, where you keep plateauing, you keep hitting walls, and especially if you're an entrepreneur or a female leader of any kind, right? And you can sit there and journal all day long about how you're afraid to outshine other women, and you think you're tracing it back to that one time you were 6 years old on the playground and Susie was mean to you. But in reality, it's a deeper wound of the feminine, and it's the fear of sisterhood, the sisterhood wound. Right. So I'm just going to quickly run through the seven wounds. Now, I will more than likely be doing podcasts in the near future, diving into these wounds more directly. So the first wound is the disconnection from the sacred feminine. Then the second wound is the denial of and disowning of our spiritual and intuitive gifts. The third wound is the fear of our voice and the suppression of our voice and truth. The fourth wound is the sisterhood wound. The fifth wound is the fear of our personal power. The sixth wound is the fear of our sensual and sexual power. And the seventh wound is the worthiness wound. Okay. So we have these seven wounds, and whether or not you realize that each one lines up with a chakra, okay? And these wounds have been passed down to us for the last 5,000 years. They are wounds, quite frankly, trauma responses for being a woman inside of the patriarchy. If you've never read the book Patriarchy Stress Disorder, if I could recommend like three books for every single woman on the planet to read, that would be one of them. Another one would be Pussy or Reclamation. I don't know what my third book would be. I would have to think about it. But Patriarchy Stress Disorder is one of the most life-changing books I've ever read. And in the book, the author, who is a psychologist, talks about how she was seeing all of these women come into her practice with the same issues again and again and again. It didn't matter their socioeconomic status, their race, their jobs, nothing. And she really began to like pull the curtain back and was like, wait, these are all trauma responses, but they're only happening with women. Oh, because it's traumatic to be a woman inside of the patriarchy, right? So these seven core wounds of feminine leaders, the reason why I say they're wounds of feminine leaders is it's only the leaders that end up transcending these wounds because of the personal development that you continue to do, right? Like the average person, in a lot of ways, might not be pushed to deepen their personal growth to this level, right? And they can. But I find that women who are leaders are also deeply into personal development. And again, you get to a point, and I would say for like online entrepreneurs and coaches, you get to like roughly a six-figure mark. And you realize that now what you're coming up against are these deeper feminine wounds, right? That's what's keeping you invisible, afraid to truly speak your full truth, afraid to own your spiritual gifts and lead with them, still worried that you're not worthy, still worried that you're not doing enough. And so the five feminine archetypes that I have really honed in on to help female leaders transcend these wounds and really create the epic lives, the impact, the income, the freedom that they desire are first and foremost the queen of the motherfucking underworld. And it was interesting when I was really starting to distill this content, I thought to myself, let me look at Carl Jung's feminine archetypes. And what I came to see and realize was obviously he put out a lot of great archetypes, but there was no dark goddess. There was no queen of the underworld. And then I started to look at a bunch of other feminine archetypes, and what was always missing was the queen of the underworld, the dark goddess. Ironically, in ancient cultures and societies that worshiped the feminine and the goddess, there was always a queen of the underworld. There was always the queen of death and rebirth, right? And so all of us have gone through massive dark nights of the soul, massive death and rebirths, massive underworld journeys over the last 4 years, right? We have been in like this fucking pressure cooker. And oftentimes, we're dragged into the underworld kicking and screaming, right? Like, hi, my name's Lauren. That was me for the last like 2 years. And what I learned in that space was that oftentimes, even if we arrive at the underworld where we have to shed things, let things go, release relationships, whatever it is, we see the underworld as a thing to do to get. We have to do this, letting go and shedding, so we can get what we want. And what the queen of the underworld requires is reverence and motherfucking devotion. And it's when you can have that reverence and devotion for the underworld, for your shadows, for the heavy emotions, that you begin to quantum leap so motherfucking quickly. So that's the first archetype. So, and these aren't in like a specific order. The second archetype is the priestess or the mystic. So this is the sacred feminine embodied. This is the spiritual leader embodied. And the thing with the priestess slash mystic is she knows that her wisdom is ancient. And that her spiritual path is about her humanness. The third archetype is the wild woman, the rebel, the feral aspect of us, the part of us that like cannot be contained, cannot be controlled, will not be caged, right? And the wild woman can be really challenging to accept and embody because more than likely, if you're a high achieving woman, one of the reasons why you've achieved so much in your life is because you've played by the rules a lot, right? You've fallen in line a lot, especially if you're high achieving, if you were high achieving academically, You created an identity of being high achieving, of excelling in that way. And that was what was required of you, was to really follow the rules. But the wild woman calls us not just back to the earth, but back to like our primal energy and our feral nature. Then fourth, we have the seductress, which we all know is about pleasure, luxury, opulence, desire, sensuality, love, connection, intimacy with ourselves and with others. And finally, we have the Empress. And the Empress is this blend of masculine, like empowered masculine and empowered feminine. But she knows that her feminine leads. She's always leading with her feminine. She does not believe in competition. She believes in using feminine values to lead. And she knows that not only that does the feminine lead, but the masculine executes. And she's able to dance between those aspects so effectively that her life, which ultimately is her empire, is thriving. Okay. And so I just wanted to come on and do this very quick podcast because I have created an incredible free quiz for you to identify which embodied feminine leader archetype is going to help you go to the next level. So I've included the link below in the show notes so you can go take the quiz. It's completely free. It's something fun. It should only take you a few minutes. But the truth is, when it comes to archetypes, the reason why archetypes are so powerful, so popular, so important is because they help us to shift our state of being. They help us to live into and or from an identity that we might not normally. They help us to sink in and make subconscious changes. And archetypes are common themes, energies, states of being that have been found throughout history, through across cultures and civilizations. And so again, it's very interesting to me that so many of the quote feminine archetypes that are talked about, and even with like Carl Jung, exclude the dark goddess. But prior to patriarchy, the dark goddess was always there. Also, just a quick note, you have about 3 days left for the early bird pricing for the Embodied Feminine Leadership Academy, which you guessed it, we're going deep into each of these archetypes and using them to transcend these seven wounds. So if you're like, oh my God, yes, to all of this that I've just given you in this podcast, then you need to get your cute little booty into the Embodied Feminine Leadership Academy. Now, here's the best part about this container. Not only is it the culmination of a decade of work for me, and it's really meant to save you a decade of your life, there's two options. So there's the digital course, which is self-studied, and it's paced as the modules come out live, because this is the first time I'm running it. As the modules come out throughout the 6 months, that's when you'll receive them, but you're responsible to go through it on your own time. There are two group Q&A calls for anybody who signs up for the digital course. Now, here's the thing. This is the only time I am doing these Q&A calls. Okay, so the next time that this launches, the digital course will be fully self-study. There will be no Q&A calls with me. So you're definitely going to want to get in on this round. And if you want to go so motherfucking deep into this, I want to invite you to join me in the mastermind. So there's only 12 spaces in the mastermind. Think of it as a magical, sexy coven, because the Embodied Feminine Leadership Academy is the modern mystery school around feminine power and leadership. Within the mastermind, you obviously have access to the modules. We do a live monthly ritual where we bridge the sacred feminine and pleasure to work with these identities and transcend these wounds. We have a Telegram group that is just for the mastermind, meaning you have access to me on basically a daily basis. We're in connection, we're in sisterhood, you're getting feedback, you're getting high-level mentoring. And we have a 3-day retreat in Rome, Italy in September, because what better place to reclaim your feminine power than in the city that tried to destroy the feminine? Plus, I mean, pasta, wine, hot men, and gelato, right? If you sign up for the mastermind and you pay in full before April 30th, you will receive a full day private intensive with me the day before our retreat. If you have any questions, please reach out to me on social media. That's the quickest and easiest way to get in touch with me. And if you enjoyed this episode, quite frankly, you should be in the container. This is by far the best container I've ever created. It is the most potent, the most powerful, the most well-rounded in terms of content, and it will, hands down, help connect you to your embodied feminine leader. All right, my loves, I'll see you next time.